This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The corporate slash Wall Street slash man, there has been something curious about this company for a while now. Story of this Friday comes to us courtesy of the controversial nutrition supplement company Herbalife. It's reached a $200 million settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, one of the FTC's biggest in point of fact. The company sells supplements through what is known as multi-level marketing. It sells product to people who then get paid to recruit other sellers. The FTC claims the company's practices are unfair and deceptive. The company has agreed to change the way it does business as a result. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
For years, Herbalife has been battling accusations that it's a pyramid scheme. Now the Federal Trade Commission has weighed in, sort of.
I'm not saying that they're not a pyramid scheme.
Edith Ramirez is chairwoman of the FTC. She isn't saying Herbalife is a pyramid scheme either. What the FTC alleges is that the company deceived people.
Herbalife misled people into believing that they could make lots of money by selling Herbalife products, and we contend that that was actually not the case.
The company promised that sellers who got into the Herbalife business could get rich. In fact, according to the FTC, it cost people $3,000 to $8,500 to buy into the program, but they made on average just $300 a year.
You have a compensation structure that emphasizes the purchase of product and the recruitment of others rather than selling product to end users.
In a statement, Herbalife said that many of the allegations by the FTC are factually incorrect and that it is paying the $200 million settlement only because continuing litigation would be distracting and costly.
I view it as a very positive resolution for Herbalife.
Tim Ramey is a securities analyst at Pivotal Research Group. As part of the settlement, Herbalife will have to reward sellers mostly based on actual retail sales, not just how many other sellers they recruit. The company will also have to keep track of retail receipts, which it hasn't done in the U.S.
They actually do this in China right now. The changes are not extremely onerous.
Unless, of course, Herbalife doesn't really have many retail sales. In that case, the settlement could be the company's undoing. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.